Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking today about the importance of the ready part-time residential real estate investor, the preparedness necessary to succeed in that endeavor, and the practical steps and advice that he has to offer based on his many years of experience that can profit the part-time real estate investor in any city, in any state, in the United States. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. So as we customarily do, let's just dive into this with regard to defining the ready real estate investor or part-time real estate investor and the practical steps that follow from that.
Well, as you mentioned, Lewis, as a part-time real estate investor, your readiness or your preparation is key, because what you're going to find if you haven't not bought your first rental real estate property or investment property yet, you're going to find that when that right house comes along at that right time, at that right price, your ability to purchase that property and your success at purchasing that property is really going to weigh very heavily upon your ability to act and act quickly and confidently. And your ability to act quickly and confidently is really going to be rooted in how prepared you are and how ready you are to take action when that right opportunity comes along. And it's so critical in your role as a real estate investor to be ready and to be prepared, because what you're going to find when you do go out to purchase that first investment property, and maybe you're a pretty experienced home buyer because maybe you've bought two or three homes over the course of your life for your own personal use, for your family, you know, to own or occupy and to live in. But you're going to find when you venture out on your first real estate investment endeavor, it's a very different purchasing experience in that the home you purchase as a real estate investment is going to be a very different home, and it's going to have very different characteristics, and you're going to be looking for very different traits in that home compared to the home you bought to actually live in with your family. And because it is an investment property you're looking for, and it has these unique traits, which are going to be more financials and other characteristics we've talked about in the past that make a rental property a good rental property, you're going to find that this pool of homes is very limited. And you're going to find that the competition to get at that limited pool of good investment properties is very intense. So you're going to have to be, in turn, very prepared. And you know, to kind of drive home this point, I am a one-time part-time investor who used to have a corporate career in investing on the side, and now I'm a full-time investor, and I own a Homevestors franchise here in Dallas. But to make my point, my single largest expense as a full-time real estate investor is advertising. Advertising to potential home sellers so that I can find the best real estate investment properties that are out there. And my point being is, going back to the fact that I mentioned, that pool of investment properties is limited, not necessarily easy to find, and incredibly competitive. And because of those factors, my single largest expense on an annual basis in my business is my advertising, so that I can get a competitive edge and get to those properties at the right time, the right houses, and at the right price. And I make that point only to help illustrate how difficult and how challenging and how ready and how hard you have to work to find these properties. And then when you do find them, you need to move fast. And you see it on television on the weekends when you're watching the home improvement shows or the shows about flipping houses. You'll see those investors buy homes unseen. perhaps at auction, and you'll see those investors pull out cashier's checks on the spot in order to buy those homes. And I'll be real honest, that is a very real aspect of those quote-unquote reality TV shows. Yes, investors do buy homes sight unseen. Sometimes you have to do that in order to get to the best deals. You can't afford to wait, and you do use cash and cashier's checks to quickly execute and put down earnest money in order to get to these properties. When you see that on TV, that's real, and I can speak from personal experience. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I have purchased homes and never seen the inside of them, and I own rental properties to this day that I've actually never, to this day, seen the inside of them because of the fact that looked at them and analyzed them from an investment perspective and determined that they were good investments from a numbers perspective and acted quickly to get them and still hold them to this day, and they still perform well, even though I never saw the inside of them. Because of the nature of the purchase, it was quick, and I had to move quick, and I was prepared to move quick in order to get those properties. So let's talk about then, what do I mean by being prepared or being the ready investor so that you too can take advantage of that right house at the right time at the right price? I've got six things I'm going to mention, and for all intents and purposes, I'm going to mention them in order of priority or importance. And these are all items of readiness or preparedness that you as a part-time investor should work on now so that when it is time and when you do find that property, you're ready and raring to go and you don't miss that opportunity, especially in today's market in the United States. Our housing market is on fire. Supply is low, demand is high, and it's even more so in the investment side of it, because as I mentioned earlier, there's a limited number of homes in general available today across the U.S. There's even a more limited number of investment homes available. So you can only imagine the competitive nature and how critical it is to be prepared and move quick. So number one, make sure you have your cash ready. And this is not just if you're a cash buyer. Obviously, you're going to need to have your cash ready and accessible if you're a 100% cash buyer. But many of you as part-time and real estate investors, you won't be. And the majority of you will probably be purchasing homes with a loan of some form. And when you do that, you're also going to be required to put some portion of that purchase price down as cash when you purchase that house. And for simplicity, we're going to assume, and I would encourage you to assume, if you are using a lender, buying that, assume you're going to have to put about 20% down. That's a good assumption with the majority of lenders today, and you should use that assumption. Unless you have some other unique, confirmed arrangement with a lender that allows you to put less than 20% down, great. But if not, assume you're going to need 20% down. For example, if you're going to buy a $100,000 house, you need to make sure you've got $20,000 of cash ready to deploy and purchase that house. You hate to find that great house at the great time, at a great price, and then realize, well, gosh, I need to save up another $8,000 still in order to get the down payment and watch that house disappear and go to another investor. So be ready. Have 20% down. And what a lot of people forget is, don't forget, you've got closing costs too. I always assume that I'm going to have about 5% of the purchase price I need to be ready for in the terms of closing costs. And those are things like the loan origination fees, the surveys, the appraisals, the escrow money, the miscellaneous fees the title company will charge. Be ready. And so what I'm saying is you really need to plan on about 25% cash ready to on the purchase price of any house that you go put an offer on. And then number two, work now to get your lender in place so that when you do find that house, you already know that you are approved and you have a relationship with a lender who's going to lend you the other 80% so you can go purchase that house. And I suggest you go out now, develop a relationship with a lender, look at multiple lenders. I like to use 15-year mortgages, fixed rate, to keep things simple. And when you do find that lender out there, make sure you get a pre-approval letter, because you may come across a house and it may require a pre-approved letter from a lender indicating that you have the ability to secure the funds to purchase that house. And if you don't have that letter, I guarantee you the other individuals who want that house, they will, and they'll be the ones who will get that house over you. Make sure you've got your insurance provider already lined up. This may be the same insurance provider that you use for your own personal home or cars or boat. They may offer homeowners insurance, and they may be ready and willing to lend, ready and willing to put a policy on your rental property. But make sure that that's already lined up. You've got your insurance provider ready and raring to go. And also, make sure that you've got an insurance provider who will not only provide you a homeowner's policy, but also a liability policy. You may not have that on your personal home, but you need it on your rental home to protect you against people who may get injured on your rental property, and it may be determined that it was due to your negligence. Number four, have your property manager in place. If you're not going to manage your rental on your own, make sure you've got your property manager ready and raring to go. You don't want to buy that first rental and then spend a month or two seeking a property manager. You're going to lose 2 months of rent, and that's an expensive time. You don't want to waste that time. You want to get that property occupied right away. So get your property manager lined up right now and plan on giving that manager the first month's rent. They do find you a tenant. That's a good typical charge. You may be able to do better than that, but assume your first month's rent will go to your property manager as a fee for them sourcing, finding, screening, and getting that tenant into that house. And then assume they're going to charge you 10% of your monthly rent from that point forward. And you may be able to do better, but once again, this is a good benchmark, and it'll help you evaluate potential property managers knowing these two standards. Number five, get your maintenance man in place. This is typically an unlicensed, quote-unquote, handyman, the guy you can call on the fly when a door gets jammed or a toilet doesn't flush or a sink doesn't work or a light fixture or ceiling fan doesn't work. Simple repairs that you need to get done quickly, make sure you've got a maintenance man lined up so that when you do get those calls, it doesn't pull you away from the Saturday soccer game with your kids. You've got somebody ready and waiting who can take care of those things. And then number six, make sure you've got your licensed contractors lined up. Unlike your handyman, these are the big three, the licensed contractors, your plumber, your electrician, and your HVAC or air conditioning repairman. They're going to be critical, and when you do need them, you're not going to want to be looking around and searching for them. Your tenant won't be happy with that, and you won't be happy with that. Have those folks identified and ready for those occasions when you do need them, because you will. And then finally, then in conclusion, one side point to all of this, if you're feeling overwhelmed with all this preparedness and readiness, don't forget, if you're using a real estate sales agent to find that first property, they can help you with so many of these readiness steps. They can help you identify lenders. They can recommend insurance providers. They can quite possibly even be your property manager. They even know maintenance contractors, and they know licensed contractors. They know title companies. They know home inspectors. So don't get overwhelmed, and remember to use them. They're a great resource. They're a critical member of your team, and they can help you with all of these different aspects of your readiness preparedness. And I assure you, you prepare now, you'll be able to take action in the future, and you'll be able to be one of the success stories that you hear about, those investors who got that great house because they were ready to take advantage of it. You'll also find your confidence will increase when you're ready, your momentum in your business will increase, and your part-time real estate investing is going to become an inspiration versus simply an aspiration. So get ready now and prepare for your own success in the future.
As always, great points, practical points, helpful advice, and very straightforward. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Lewis.